Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday. Wednesday, August the 23rd, 2023, 8:23:23, 14 minutes past the hour, 68 degrees in sunny skies here in Marion, and apparently a very warm, hot few days coming up here over the next few days. What are they, hazy, lazy, daisy, blah, 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 days of summer here in August. Do want to remind everybody, big back-to-school giveaway tonight, August 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. at McDonald's, 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road. Free backpack and school supply giveaway when you use the app. That's tonight, 4 to 7 p.m., August 23rd, back-to-school giveaway, 1600 Marion Mount Gilead Road at McDonald's here in Marion. And again, also do want to send our best wishes to the family of Ken Nickel of the great accordion duo Ken and Mary, who passed away on Monday at the age of 73. I know Ken had some heart trouble back in December, and I was told that he was having some kidney issues that he might have passed away from. But Ken and Mary were always on with us from the Bratwurst Festival from 2018 on. And when they weren't there this year, I thought something might have been up. The Bratwurst Festival just a few days ago, and sad to hear that Ken had passed away. And I do want to mention one other thing. You know, you get rolling on these shows, and I really should carry around a pad to write things down. I did want to mention this. Apparently, there was a show at the Palace this past weekend that had to do with mental illness or things of that nature, you know, anxiety, depression. I think that's what it was. But one day this weekend, and I'm not going to say who it was because, again, it's not my business to do this, even though it was on social media. Somebody who had went and seen that show posted about their mental illness. I don't know if it. I guess is their use of medication to treat their anxiety and depression. And you know, I thought that was very brave to go on social media and do that. Now I don't. Maybe they've done it before. I don't know, and I just missed it. But I'd never really heard that talked about before in public. And I thought for that person to do that, and basically it came from seeing that show is what the post was all about. They had been to see that show on mental illness, and this person was talking about not being ashamed of saying that they were on medication for depression and anxiety. And I thought that was very brave, and certainly I would give that person a nod of admiration for doing that, because that's something a lot of people don't want to talk about, and also a lot of people do not want to get help with. We've talked about this many times. A lot of people do not want to get help with that, and they need help with that. There are a few people I can think of right off the top of my head who need help with their mental illness and clearly are mentally ill and need to get help. And I'm not saying that in a funny way. They really need it, but they won't do it. They either won't take the medication because they think it'll do something to them, or they don't think they have it, which is part of the illness itself. You know, I just feel bad for those people. So kudos to that person who was willing to go on and admit on social media that, yes, they do take those medications, and yes, they do have those illnesses. Because you know what? Those illnesses have a stigma to them, and they are not a disgrace. Those illnesses are not a disgrace. They're just like any other illness. So kudos to them, And I hope those other people with mental illness, who I'm aware of, get some help soon, because I don't think it's doing their life any, I don't know. I think they're not doing their life any pluses by not getting help. So there's my little soliloquy this morning. Okay, back to our Family Feud. I know that's what everybody wants to do here. All right, name something that some people are afraid to ride on or in. Now, we've got airplane at number one. We've got roller coaster at number three. We've got horse at number five. And elevator at number six. Still two answers left here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. All right, let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a motorcycle.
Motorcycle's number two on the list. And you know what's interesting? The other day I was reading a post on social media about a newlywed couple that had a motorcycle accident about this time last year, and they were afraid to get back on the motorcycle, and they had just went out and bought a new motorcycle. So I thought that was an interesting answer here.
Yeah, I think when some people have accidents too, bad ones, they're kind of afraid to get in the car and different stuff.
Did you hear the mayor yesterday?
Well, that one, I didn't hear that much. I think I must have dozed off. I thought it was a woman talking for my radio.
I didn't pay much attention,
and then I didn't really hear much of it because I don't know what else I was doing, but I think yesterday I kind of fell asleep when he was on.
Do you have any thoughts on these pay raises? I think that's what basically came of that interview.
Yes. I think for the mayor, that's quite a jump, and I think if you give it, like the first year, maybe $10,000, because he probably does need a raise. I don't know what it is, but then, a raise for all of them. But why would you, it's not quite double his salary, but that's kind of, I think we're all going to be struggling for a while here and stuff and things. So, and different things. So
I just find it interesting that they moved it up 4 years, because I thought the idea was to get better candidates, but we already know who the candidates are this year.
Yeah, but I think the thing is, too, you might give somebody a huge salary and they don't do very well at all. And I don't know if you can ever take it back when you have a salary for something, but I think probably for the mayor, I don't know what all it involves a lot. I would say, I think $40,000, but at least $10,000. And then, why would you do it for 4 years? You have to see how things are doing. I would then the next year either, 10 or 5, because that's quite a jump from 69, to that. Everybody could use more money, but...
Well, I'll tell you, the auditor situation is very strange because Miranda McGinnis has not been elected. City Council just took a vote of no confidence in her, which was split down the middle, 4-4. The president had to break the tie to give her confidence, 5-4, and yet she's not running against anybody this fall, so she's going to get the job again, and they're going to give her a raise from $69,000 to $80,000.
Well, I think, from what, 49 to 80?
No, 69 to 80.
See, I think that's quite a jump, but the thing is, something about that fire engine, I don't know if they're getting one, they really didn't want to. She had already signed it or done something, and they did. I knew there was one thing about that. I don't know what it was. Somebody didn't want that done, and she had already done it. And that's what I said. Most of these places, the charities and all this stuff, they don't have to count for any money. And people that want to make money, if you don't have to count for it, you can rob it like crazy. But I think they should do it slowly.
It's interesting.
Because, we all might not have a house or anything. If the taxes keep jumping up and people lose their houses, so.
Well, and also I wanted to say, and I'm glad I finally remembered that during the break to say that, but I thought that was quite brave last week, and I don't know what that show was at the Palace about mental illness. I think it was some kind of stage show. But when that person, and I don't want to say their name because, again, it's not my business, but went on social media and said that they take medicine for anxiety and depression, I thought, bravo to them, because
There is a stigma to that, and I think maybe that's what that show was all about at the Palace. So I wish more people would do that. I really wish there are a lot of people I know right now that are mentally ill that really need some help, and I think it's ruining their life. Of course, I don't think they think it is, but I think it is.
Yeah, I think just the ordinary, you know, like Prozac and stuff, not so much, but the people that are, I say, schizo and that bipolar, they feel better. But they can't do it because Debbie Reynolds' daughter, was she bipolar or she had the schizophrenia?
I believe she
something.
Was bipolar. I mean bipolar.
That's what I said. And the guy across the street was. And, you know, and stuff. And they think they're okay. And they're just like most of those people you see, you know, pushing people on those railroad tracks where they need that, probably something. But they feel good. And I feel good. I don't know what the medicine does to them. And then they quit taking it, and then they go back to the, you know, the old ways. But there's so many people on those depression pills and all that stuff that probably it's not too normal not to be on it. But
I think a lot of people don't take them because they're afraid it's going to do something to them, or they think they don't have it. Well, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. If you have the problem. I hope you get the help, whatever the help is.
Yes, but, you know, I know those two groups, they say they feel a lot better when they take them, so then they just go off. I don't know if the medicine does something to them, and that's why they don't want to take them.
Well, I think a lot of people are afraid of gaining weight. I've heard that a lot, especially with women. I hate to say it is women, but a lot of women will say they don't want to gain weight with that, with the medication, so they don't take it. Which how silly is that?
Yeah.
But what can you do?
If it helps you, yes.
That's right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or ride in. We've got airplane, motorcycle, roller coaster, horse, elevator.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a Ferris wheel?
Not a Ferris wheel, but a good guess. Hey, do you have any thoughts on these salaries going up possibly next year?
I tend to have like a weird theory.
Well, go right ahead.
I tend to think somebody that's friends with Bill Collins is wanting to get those pay raises through to benefit him.
Well, it would be very interesting to know why the date was moved up from 2028 to 2024.
Yeah.
And if the idea truly is to get better candidates, why would you do it this year?
Right,
when
exactly.
We know who the candidates are.
Exactly.
So I don't know.
I think there's something fishy.
Do you think the mayor is going to veto it?
I hope he does. I mean, look at what a good job he's done, and he didn't get big pay raises, and he didn't ask anybody for it or anything.
Well, and the salary was already going up to $75,000. They had voted on that in the past, so I don't. That's another weird part of it. The salary was already going up this coming January to $75,000 from $69,000. So why up to $110,000?
Yeah, why indeed?
Yeah,
I think there's something fishy going on.
We shall see. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or ride in. We've got airplane, motorcycle, roller coaster, horse, and elevator. One left here. Smack dab in the middle, too. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
The West Side bus in Marion,
well,
if I'm driving.
I hear that's a wild ride over, like a roller coaster.
Yeah, confidence is overrated. Don't let them get to you, honey. Nobody's ever had confidence in me. And I think all city employees need a $40,000 raise, like all city employees. Winky, wink, wink.
Did you
miss me, Scott?
I did. Where you been?
I had to change the charging port in my cell phone, and I didn't have money to do it until I got paid, and then it took a while for the part to come in, but we're back now.
Well, do, Do you have any thoughts on why this? I mean, do you think the raise is a good idea, and do you find it?
An opinion? Never.
Go. Well, spill it. Let's hear it.
Well, yeah, I'll make it short, sweet, to the point. The last caller, she said everything that I feel.
Okay. Well, what do you think about, just because we haven't had a chance to talk to you here for a few days, what do you think?
Well, we're not going to get one now because I got a roll, but can I call you back if I get a chance?
Yes, yes. If you get a chance, call back.
I'm tuning in, though.
Hey, thanks.
Our friend out there keeping us alive on the bus, we certainly do appreciate it. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or ride in. We've got airplane, motorcycle, roller coaster, horse, and elevator. One answer right in the middle here.
All right, go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say an elephant, Scott, and it's not my answer, but I'm going to say an elephant.
Not an elephant, but a good guess.
Not an elephant on the list, but not a bad guess. That would be an interesting thing to ride. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or ride in. All right. Go ahead, caller.
What about a bull, like a rodeo bull?
Not a bull, but a good guess.
Not a bull, but not a bad guess. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or ride in. Airplane, motorcycle, roller coaster, horse, elevator. One answer left to go, 30 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a car driven by your teenager?
You know, that's as bad as riding the West Side bus here in Marion.
Could be.
Not on the list, but a good thought. Well, what's your feeling on the pay raise moving up 4 years?
Well, I don't think they should be moving it up 4 years because that goes against the stated purpose to attract more talent. But I do agree it does need to be raised, but maybe more gradually over the four-year period. Because I don't think you should be looking at what the median wage is in town. I think you should be looking at, you know, maybe the medium wage of mayors across the state.
Why do you think, I mean, because that was the theory we were given, that in 2028, these salaries were going to go way up to attract better candidates over the next 4 years. But then once we know who the candidates are this year, they decide, hey, we're going to do this in 4 months.
I guess it goes back to the old saying, you can't trust the politician.
Well, it's a very odd thing.
I mean, apparently they're expecting an incoming Republican mayor, and they want to be nice to him.
Do you get the feeling after listening yesterday that the mayor's going to veto this?
He might, and there'd certainly be nothing wrong with him doing it, since it goes against their stated purpose of attracting new talent. I wouldn't hold it against him if he did. They can always, you know, come back a year from now and pass another pay raise. So.
Well, you know, I was having a conversation yesterday, and I don't know, because it's interesting, because abortion is going to be on the ballot this fall, and so is recreational marijuana going to be on the ballot this fall. And people are expecting a very large voter turnout because of that. We had 13,000 people in Marion turn out for issue one back in August. So the question is, if we get a large voter turnout in a year that normally we would not have a large voter turnout, could this end up swinging things for a lot of Democrats? Because a lot of people feel that the people voting for recreational marijuana as well as abortion, women's rights, would be... tend to be more Democrat.
Well, I thought it was more libertarian, actually, but since they were pushing it for so long. But I think it will attract probably a higher Democratic base to the polls.
Well, and being that this would normally be a low voter turnout year with nothing going on statewide, no gubernatorial race, no presidential race, who knows what might happen now with Glenn and the Democrats running for city council and those positions? Do you think it could make some big difference just because people do tend to vote down ticket now?
Well, looking at the August election, Marion, went against the state as to how it voted. And so I don't think it will help Glenn that much. I don't think, if you just look at what's happening in Marion, I don't think that's going to benefit the Democrats that much.
Well, you know what I think is interesting? I would love to know how much of that was county and how much was city. Because I would think that even though everything tends to be Republican right now, I would bet that the county is more Republican than the city.
And that may be, well, I'm sure that information is available at the Board of Elections there.
Yeah.
As far as, you may be right there. I mean, the rural county area might be more Republican than the city.
Yeah. So I could not believe 34% of the voting population voted in a special election in August. That still is shocking to me.
Well, putting the abortion issue aside, they're monkeying with the state constitution, which has worked well for 110 years. I think people are more outraged about that than we're giving them credit for.
Well, what I'll say, if they get more than 13,000 votes in Marion County in November, in basically what is a local election year, aside from these issues statewide, recreational marijuana and women's reproductive rights, if they get more than 13,000 people turning out, people will stay and vote for the other stuff on the ballot, which is going to be basically city races. And
you're not going to show them just vote for one and leave all the other ones unanswered.
Right, and I think that's what's going to be very, very interesting. And just quickly, what do you think of somebody going on social media and admitting their mental illness issues? There still is a bit of a stigma tied to that. I think that's what the show at the Palace was all about.
Well, I wasn't aware of the show at the Palace, but I think people are more open to talking about these things on social media than they would on Phil Donahue or other shows, like they would have been in the past.
Well, like I say, I just hope the people, because I know there is a little bit of a stigma with that, I hope the people who need the help get the help, because there are a lot, and I mean that seriously, a lot of people running around with mental illness who are not getting it treated for whatever reason, and that's going to crash and burn one day.
Yeah, there will be some big tragedy where somebody with a mental illness does some wild shooting or bombing or something like that, and we'll go, maybe we should pay more attention to these people now.
Exactly. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Name something that some people are afraid to ride on or in. We've got airplane number one, motorcycle number two, roller coaster number three, horse, elevator.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Scott, I'm going to say a boat.
Boat is it. Boat is number four on the list. You've got it.
Okay, and I'm going to tell you something.
Go ahead.
Okay, Robert Kennedy, that's running for president, he went down at the border for 3 days. I just caught his interview this morning. I just have a box I click on. I don't know what news it was or where he put it. If you listen to that, you will be so surprised. I talked to those people. What is it? Not the police down there, but the ones that do that.
Border Patrol?
He said the cartel are running. Who's coming in? They're running the border. It's not us. It's them. So if you get a chance, you could say his speech or something. I don't know how you could bring it up, but you would not believe all that stuff that's going on down there.
Well, Robert, I'll have to look that up. Robert Kennedy.
Uh-huh.
All right.
The one, he's running for president, yes.
All right, thanks.
All right, name something that some people are afraid to ride on or ride in. Airplane, motorcycle, roller coaster, boat, horse, and elevator. All right, on to the next category, and there are six answers here. I like categories like this. Fill in the blank. Tongue blank. How about that? Tongue blank. Six answers here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Okay, I'm back.
Oh, good. Well, yeah, why do you feel the salaries were moved up 4 years if it was to get better candidates? And how do you think that's all going to turn out?
Well, it's like I said, that one lady said she thinks that a certain someone's friends have something. She said, yeah, she was kind of hesitant. How did she word that? She said, I have an idea it's going to sound, what'd she say? What was the word she used earlier or something?
Yeah,
it sounds silly to me. I thought it was pretty spot on.
Well, do you think the mayor will veto it?
No.
Oh, you don't think he will?
I don't. I mean, if I had a guess, I would say no.
That's interesting.
You think he will?
After talking to him yesterday when he did not close the door on it and seeing how passionately he felt that maybe that was a little too much money and he didn't understand why the date was moved up, maybe.
Well, I mean, and it's a possibility. I just, you asked me my opinion, I said probably, well, more than likely, it doesn't seem like he would do it because, like Lee said, that's going to make him, you know, what was it that Lee said?
Well, basically make him feel like sour grapes, look like sour grapes.
Yeah, that was the gist of what he said, yeah.
Well, the other question...
He might just let it ride, but I don't know, that does seem like a pretty big jump now.
Well, the other thing I wanted to bring up was the mental illness thing. What do you think about people announcing that on social media and some people not getting help with it?
Well, I applaud their willingness to be vulnerable because anytime you put any of your personal business out there, people will turn on you, attack you, twist your words, not appreciate your vulnerability, judge you. So, and that's not just exclusive to mental health. I mean, but yeah, it's just way to go, you know, because somebody listening to that's struggling with something, that might inspire them to get the help they need.
But why do you think the people, because there is a stigma around that mental illness, why do you think that people don't get help? And I'm not even trying to be funny when I say that. When I say I know people with mental illness right now, there's no doubt in my mind, who do not get the help. And the reason is I've heard people say they don't want to gain weight. They don't want to take the pills because they think the pills will do something to them. Or they think they're fine because they're bipolar and they go up and down with the days. And I'm sure some days they do feel fine. I don't know. It's sad to me that they don't get help.
Well, those are all, you know, different reasons. And then another thing, you can't stay on the drugs forever. Like, I was prescribed Paxil, but I tried to do some research before just because the doctor told me, here, take these. You know, I still wanted to do research, and I watched a lot of YouTube videos on, I know you're probably thinking, here we go, it's a godforsaken YouTube again, but no, I watched, like, interviews of people that had taken it, and what they thought, and how they felt about it and everything. You can't be on that stuff forever, and a lot of it, when you come, like, try to wean yourself off, is worse than the reason why you went to go get on it in the first place.
Well, that very well can be the case. But a lot of, like this person said, I am on medication for depression. I am on medication for anxiety. I don't think most people would have known that unless she had said that. And I just thought it was prompted by the show at the Palace. So I thought that was very brave of her, and I think that's important. But since you didn't get a chance to listen yesterday.
Well, can I just say one more thing real quick?
Go ahead.
Don't you think, too, as like a culture... Like, a lot of things, like, you have to look at the culture that we live in. Like, I don't mean to sound stupid when I say this, but, like, if you take your kids, I know you're thinking, really, Sarah? But no, like, okay, for instance, like, when I take my kids to, you know, go get shots or go get blood taken or, you know, something that's traumatic to, like, a little one at the doctor, what's the first thing you try to tell them? You know, buck up, toughen up, da-da-da-da-da. I think, you know, mental illness... People probably think, you know, just snap out of it. Or I should just be able to just snap out of it. Toughen up. Get over it. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
it takes courage to say you need help or that you're not okay or you're scared.
Well, and it's also one of those things, unlike, let's say, diabetes or a stroke or a heart condition, and I don't want to open up this can of worms again, but much like abortion in its own way, I could not walk up to somebody and say, or I could not say it on the air, Like this morning, you know, I was thinking this morning when I was talking about Ken from Ken and Mary dying at 73 on Monday. I said, you know, he had had a heart condition. I was aware of that, that I believe he had heart surgery in December. I was told he had kidney issues yesterday that he passed away from. So, you know, I basically said what it was, and I don't think anybody would fault me for doing that. But if I mentioned again anybody who had an abortion, or if I came on here and mentioned anybody who had mental illness who did not want it to be known, they would have a conniption. And I don't understand that to a certain degree, because I do think that hides it more, gives it a stigma. You know, I my business is obviously communication, and stigma is something you give to something. And we've given a stigma to abortion, and we've given a stigma to mental illness. Whether or not you agree with how it's treated or if it should happen or not, we certainly have stigmatized it by saying, don't talk about it.
Yeah, I'll go along with you on that.
So, you know, it's unfortunate, because I do believe if we could talk about it, like kidney issues or open heart surgery or diabetes or anything like that, by name, it gives it a face. And that's what this person was doing, and why I think she was so brave over the weekend. She was putting a face on it. It wasn't just a play at the palace. It wasn't just anxiety and depression. It's, I'm on these drugs. I need to be. I've been on them a long time. And, you know, I'm not nuts. It's just what I need to function.
Right. And, I mean, but there is something to be said for someone that allows herself to be vulnerable, because it sucks, but you got those certain people that will just thrive on that and pick you apart and just wait for that moment to go in for the kill.
Well, that's true. And like yesterday, because you didn't get a chance to listen, our big conversation yesterday, which we...
No, I just didn't get a chance to call in. I got my phone back day before yesterday.
Yeah, well, what do you think about... Can you be friends with somebody who you were in a relationship or married to?
It depends. Some I have, some I haven't.
Based on?
Well, like, if how you ended the relationship. I mean, if, you know, they cheated or if you cheated, like, if something bad happened, then you might not want to deal, like, you might just be done and not want to deal with them, or vice versa. But if you guys were, like, just grew apart type thing, and nobody, there wasn't any, like, trauma or abuse, and you guys kind of just, you know, amicably said, this isn't working out, through the talon together, I mean, then there's no awkward moments on Saturday afternoon in the middle of Walmart.
No, but you know what? Some people make it awkward when it is amicable. They make it awkward by just making it awkward, if that makes any sense. You know, there's no particular reason I can't talk to you, but I'm just not going to. So then it becomes awkward.
Well, at the end of the day, you can't control what other people do or be responsible for their actions, reactions. All you can do is just do your best and go on about your business and heck with them if they can't take a joke.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I think you can harbor that sort of thing, but I do think it says something to their personality. I think it, again, goes back more on that person and says, well, you know, really, how good a friend was this? And especially if there was no drama or trauma in the end, you know, were they just willing to end a friendship that quickly? What is that all about? So, you know, but that's people, and I think it speaks to their character and maybe why they have had the issues that they've had all their life.
Perhaps. I mean, don't you just feel like at the end of the day, just do the best you can, and I mean, your best will never be good enough for some people, and you just can't beat yourself up. Do your best. Go on.
Well, I'll tell you something funny about, and I'm not saying this has happened with every relationship I've ever been in, although I think it's happened with most. You know, when it's going on, you think, wow, this is great. This is something really great. I like this person, or why would you be in the relationship? I like this person. They're great. We don't have any problems. And then it ends, and that's okay. And then you find out that you end up hanging out with people and doing things with people, and maybe even in another relationship with somebody, and you say, boy, that that wouldn't have happened if I would have still been around that person, because I would have been around them all the time. And you end up being better off for it. Now, you don't have to block them out of your life, but it is interesting. And I'm not, and I don't even want to say move on to the next relationship, because I do think that's just a Band-Aid in a lot of cases. But you start hanging around with friends and maybe even coworkers that you never heretofore would have done, or even met people you never would have met because you would have been so consumed, because a relationship and a marriage do take time.
Yeah, that was an interesting statistic earlier. Like, would you say 15%?
15%.
Yikes. So it's kind of dismal to think both marriages are just going to dissolve like an Alka-Seltzer.
Well, and when I get on here, I am not knocking the marriages that go on. I've known a lot of marriages that went on.
Yeah, not at all.
No, God bless them. But I'm just saying... And I'm not even trying to be comical, but when you get past, and I believe three marriages is what's called a serial marrier. That's when you become a statistic.
That's there's a term?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a term.
Serial barrier?
And I did, somebody told me that. That was, I mean, I looked it up, but it was actually, come up with it. Serial marrier, when you do it three or more times. And the thing of it is, they just can't say no. They can't.
So what if you're ghetto like me and you didn't get married because you were living in sin? Like, am I a serial baby daddy?
Well, no, because I think in a certain way that, I mean, honestly, marriages get a worse rap, I think, now than that. Because,
yeah, well, we found a way to normalize sin. We found a way to call right things wrong and wrong things right.
Well, you know what I think it is? Because people who are getting married, I think they're doing it forever. And when you do
like
it,
you should.
Yeah, well, right. But if you're doing it three or four or five or six times, I think people are starting to go, what's wrong with you? Why are you doing this? Why can't you say no? I mean, do you really think that this is always right? I mean, it just becomes very unfortunate. And I feel bad for those people, because clearly that's going to haunt them all their life. I know they think they're always right. And I know. Oh, this is the one, and I never met anybody like you before. And I told you, I just counseled this kid at work on this. I said, you know, if you want to marry this girl, go get yourself an engagement ring and do this. But you know her 6 months.
Right. That really was good advice. I told you that I do definitely agree. That would cut down on serial marrying of people with just, and I think the same could be said for all. Have you ever noticed that, like, 100% of your 6 o'clock in the morning in the shower ideas are always going to work out mentally, but then when you step out in the real world, it's like, okay, I imagine that going differently. I imagine this going differently. That was an epic fail.
Well, that's true. Oh, and you know, now that you mention that, I do in this whole little article I was reading about 15% of relationships and marriages actually work out. It's very interesting to me. Also, in that article, it talked about how there is a huge period in the beginning, and I did not write down the term, but it's a certain type of love that you have for somebody that is the exciting love, because everything's new and everything's happy, and there haven't been any traumas, and you know, it's that thing. But that does go away.
Yeah, well, and you just have to, that's why they call it working at marriage. You have to try to find ways to bring that back, like go get a babysitter, go take a weekend trip, just the two of you, you know, keep trying to rediscover what it is you love so much about that person that made you marry him in the first place. Don't just throw in the towel and give up at the first sign of trouble.
Well, yeah, and you've got to, sometimes you have to write that down, and if money is the reason, because I do, hey, listen, we're talking about a lot of financials here. We're talking about city employees and what the median income is in Marion. You know what? It's very hard to be single nowadays with one income, especially if kids are involved. And, you know, a lot of times people will confuse love with that pressure being lifted off of them by being able to share the burden, not only with the kids, but with money. And I think it's very interesting. I think somebody said it. Maybe it was me yesterday who said it. But that I know a lot of people are looking for mothers and fathers for their kids. And people should be aware of that.
And I'll tell you, going back to the financial aspect, what do we even consider a living wage in this town? I know you ain't going to be paying no $1,200 a month rent, make a minimum wage. You know what I'm saying? It's hard to get by nowadays.
It is, and a blended family is also very difficult. I was lucky that I never brought kids to any relationship I had. But when you both are bringing kids, all the kids get along. Well, the kids aren't always going to get along. They've got different fathers. They are from different families. They've spent time with you alone. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, yours, mine, and ours, right?
That's right. We go down the road. Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye, Scott.
All right, phone lines are open. You know, nothing more I like than a good conversation. 53 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Now, the new category, now that you've had a little time to think about it here, fill in the blank. Tongue blank. I like to fill in the blanks. Now, this might be a little different one, a different kind of category. There are six of these. Tongue blank. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
What about tongue-tied?
Tongue-tied, number one on the list. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Tongue-tied shows up at number one on the list. 33 people said tongue-tied. So that's kind of how this category goes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 other answers. Fill in the blank. Tongue blank.
Go ahead, caller.
Tongue twister.
Tongue twister, number three on the list. You've got it.
Tongue twister shows up at number three on the list here today. Fill in the blank. Tongue blank. Tongue tied is number one. Tongue twister, number three. Still four to go.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Tongue-in-cheek, like my answer to the salary.
Yeah, absolutely. Tongue-in-cheek is number two on the list. You got it.
Tongue-in-cheek shows up at number two on the list here today. Fill in the blank. Tongue blank. Tongue-tied, tongue-in-cheek, tongue-twister.
Go ahead, caller.
How about tongue and groove?
What's that?
Tongue and groove.
No, not on the list.
All right, fill in the blank. Tongue blank. We have tongue-tied, tongue-in-cheek, and tongue-twister. Still three other answers to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 56 minutes past the hour here, WGH Talk Time, 4 minutes left to go, 740-751-4038. Fill in the blank, tongue blank. 33 people said tongue-tied, 23 people said tongue-in-cheek, 10 people said tongue-twister. Three answers left to go. We got the top three. Now all we need is the bottom three. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to say, like, you burn your tongue on something hot.
Nothing with burning a tongue.
Okay.
Nothing with burning a tongue. Fill in the blank. Tongue blank. Tongue-tied, tongue-in-cheek, tongue-twister, three left to go, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Three tongue answers left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
What about on the tip of your tongue?
Nothing on the tip of the tongue.
No tip of the tongue here today. Fill in the blank. Tongue blank. Tongue tied, tongue in cheek, tongue twister.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to say tongue swollen.
No tongue swollen.
No tongue swollen on the list here today. Fill in the blank. Tongue blank.
All right. Go ahead, caller.
Cat got your tongue?
No cat got your tongue.
No cat got your tongue on the list here today. Fill in the blank. Tongue blank. Tongue tied, tongue in cheek, tongue twister. Still three answers left to go here. 740-751-4038. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a tongue twister?
We got tongue twister, number three.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Tongue twister is number three on the list. We've got tongue tied, tongue in cheek, and tongue twister. Still three answers left to go. Fill in the blank. Tongue blank. Three left to go. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
What about a silver tongue devil?
No silver tongue devil on the list.
No silver tongue devil on the list here today. All right. We're down to the final minute. We've got Voice of a People with Linda Sims today, 10:15 to 12 noon. And Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1 p.m.
Go ahead, caller.
Some people say hold your tongue. You know, I guess if you're saying something, be right. Quiet.
No holding. Nope, no hold your tongue.
No hold your tongue on the list here today. Don't forget the big McDonald's back to school thing. Back to school giveaway tonight, 23rd, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Marion Mount Gilead Road McDonald's.
Go ahead, caller.
About tongue teaser.
No tongue teaser, and on that note, this is Scott Spears for this day, hitting for
this
the
is WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for the latest news in politics. From Scott Spears at the 2016 Republican National Convention.
Good morning, we're on the air.
Hey, Charlie, it's Scott.
Scott? Oh, wow. Okay, we've been wanting to hear from you, Scott.
Well, I tell you this morning, I did something different. Yesterday, we were outside with the protesters, so today, I made sure we got here a little earlier.